Tuktsuk Bay sits on the coast of the Bering Sea. The nearest division of Motor Vehicles Office is in Bethel, a $190 plane ticket away. In January, Susie Carl is scheduled to bring her foster son to Bethel for a medical appointment, and she's hoping she can fit in a trip to the DMV while she's in town.
It's hard because you have to rush to get the appointment and go back up to the airport and wait.
There'll be a slim window for Carl to make it to the DMV counter, a window that a number of factors could close, like if the medical appointment is running late, if there's a long line at the DMV, or if the one person who works the Bethel DMV doesn't show up to the office that day. On top of that, the cost of cab fare to get around town adds up. Because of this expense and inconvenience, the Tuktsuk Bay City Council voted to bring the DMV to its community. Mary Kalukiak is a Tuktsuk Bay City Council member.
We're trying to get them ready so they'll be able to use their ID to make sure they'll be able to get on the plane, probably to go hospital or for business.
Have you gotten your real ID yet?
I haven't. I don't have my birth certificate.
That's another hurdle. Getting a real ID can require up to 6 different documents. If you're missing one, then it's better luck next time. If you live in a village, that next time might be a while away. The Tuktsuk Bay City Council is taking a lot on. About 650 people live in the community, and anyone of any age can get a real ID. The city is making a list of every resident who wants to get one, and of those people, who needs a birth certificate and a Social Security card. The city will also pay the $30 fee for a birth certificate application, which can take up to a month to process. And the city will help people file the paperwork for a Social Security card. All other documents, like a marriage certificate to prove a name change, residents will need to get on their own. Once all that's done, the city will schedule a time for the DMV to travel to Tuktsuk Bay. The city will be required to pay the DMV workers airfare, lodging, per diem, and miscellaneous travel expenses like airport parking. Also, the city will need to provide the DMV workers a good internet connection and a well-lit area to take photos. Acting DMV Director Jenna Wamsgams explains what this process will look like on the ground.
They would just meet with residents, take a look at their documents, process their applications, take their photos. We have a way to retain the documents for our system. And then we would take that information back, process the applications, and then the residents should expect to receive their real IDs in the mail a few weeks later.
She estimates one worker can process 50 real ID applications a day in a community. The DMV is asking for donations and seeking financial partnerships with Native corporations and Native nonprofits to travel to as many rural communities as possible to provide these services. When asked if it's fair to ask rural entities to subsidize a state service that's readily offered in urban areas, Wamsgam says that's a state policy issue.
The DMV is trying to do the best job that they can to make it to all the communities that they can. And we do have hub locations throughout Alaska, but it's just not feasible for us to have offices in every single location.
Tuktsuk Bay is one community that's stepping up to help. In Tuktsuk Bay, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.